Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, in the building with you guys.
Number in one the building.
Father and Son Podcast in the whole multiverse.
The whole multiverse.
The whole multiverse. Every version of this, we the best.
Yeah, because we've been moving from, you know, different multiverses.
Every version, like, it's just us.
And it just gets better and better and better.
Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys had an amazing weekend, amazing Father's Day
weekend. Yes, happy belated Father's Day
to all of
the dads. You know, and happy Juneteenth.
Yes,
you know, we'll talk about that more in depth.
Yes,
what that really means, because it's illegal to teach that in school.
Is it?
Is it? What's that thing they?
Critical race theory?
Yeah, critical race theory. Gotcha. So it's weird. It's a national holiday, but you can't teach it.
Oh,
anyway, okay. Father's Day was great, as you can see. Only thing I wanted was these classic gazelles. All right, because my boys have them. Marcus's wife, my daughter-in-law, she got a pair. And so I wanted a pair of classic gazelles. And I wish a nigga would try to take them. You know how that go. But it's funny. I took a picture yesterday. And you know how sometimes you just take a bad picture. So I got, you know, my stomach is out. My neck is twisted. And I look like an old, a dope fiend from the 70s and shit. I was like, hey, what up, Caesar? What's going on, man? Well, you know how we do, man. Shit, man. I kind of felt like an old 70s dope fiend nigga and shit. I said, God damn, you got to do a little better with them photos and shit. But here I am live in the flesh with you. Father's Day was great as usual. I got to see you. I got to see Marcus. Odyssey had to work. I got to see her early and late. Eli, all my team came through. And as usual, it was very, very pleasurable.
Somebody said, I got to get you a fat rope chain. You have one of those.
I got one of those.
You got one of those, yeah.
I'm going to come out with the fedora hat next and just really kill this.
What is that?
And
the 80s will be over, okay?
These will be prescriptions soon. I just got them, you know, And I'll put the prescription in them and transitional lenses. And
yeah, he wasn't subtle about what he wanted this Father's Day at all.
I was very
at
clear.
All. He was just clear, just sending us pictures. And we were just like, okay.
Yeah, don't mess this up.
Okay.
So I went out with my boys, my A1s from day ones, on Saturday. We had a little pre-Father's Day brunch. And that was dope. Went out to a little Harlem restaurant, sat around. You know, kicked it with them. So that really set the weekend off great, man. And I hope you guys were doing the same, enjoying yourself. And absolutely. And you had your second Father's Day, but you got your first Father's Day card.
Oh, yeah. His feet.
Oh, his feet in his hand. Yeah, those are the toughest ones.
It's up in the fridge.
I'm telling you, man. Those are the ones, man.
Yeah.
You don't forget those, man. So that's dope.
Yeah, I had a great Father's Day as well. Shouts out to Avery making it special. Noble, of course.
Yes.
Have a great day.
That's what it's about.
Quick roll call. I saw Gary, Indiana. Who else did I see? In the building? I think I saw. Hold on.
Cedric Avenue in the building. That's my stomping ground.
Flatbush in the house. Shouts out to y'all. Who else? I don't see nobody else.
Okay. No, there's plenty. Cleveland is in the building.
St. Louis in the building. I saw
St.
Cleveland.
Louis in the building. Tennessee
Kentucky
is in the building. Come on, you know.
Right. My
you know the
I
usual
see,
suspects are in the building, ready to get it in.
Thank you, guys.
This is the countdown to 300.
Yeah.
So after this show, it's only 5 shows left. So if you've been on the fence, we're going to put on for you. We're going to show up and show out for the next 5 shows. And then it's members only.
Yeah.
So we advise you to get involved, put up that $5 to secure your spot. That's it. You secure it. You know what I mean? And you in the building because we're gonna really put on some amazing shows.
Facts.
Now that we could take the restrictions off of it is what we do and give it to you as raw as possible, add a couple of new features. And we're gonna take some phone calls.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
You know, interactive. We're really gonna make it an UrbanX experience for you to the best of our ability. So don't wait until the last minute, but you know.
Oh, and we're gonna have an after show tonight for our members tonight. So
yes.
Let's get into it. The damn Celtics, goddamn.
And
no Father's Day game, nothing.
That was my only disappointment.
Yeah, I came.
I
over,
expected
like,
to have
y'all.
A Father's Day game. Everybody's sitting around and watch Eli just because he can't. He be in his seat like every time Curry got the ball and he was able to close me out. They had a damn parade today.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. And the math made sense to me. Blue and yellow make green.
That's right. Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
So I'm like, this is high science. It has to be this way. You know, and I called that on April 29th.
Yeah.
I put out a post and said, look, blue and yellow make green. So either the Bucks or the Celtics will beat the Warriors in the finals. Mm. And we was up 2-1, and I was looking. I didn't want to speak too soon. Yeah. I said, oh, shit, I'm looking good on this one.
But you beat Eli in the bets, both bets.
I beat Eli in both bets because he said Boston wouldn't win a game in Golden State, and he said Golden State would win the series in 5. So I made $200, but I let him keep.
Oh.
And I did because he won, you know, the actual series.
Oh.
So we just broke even. I let him live. So he was cool about that. Shout out, like I said, all the fathers in the building. Shout out my man Freddie, who got me a nice watch for Father's Day. Appreciate that, Freddie. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, so they kind of did their thing. You know, these things are scripted and laid all out. I mean, when you really think about Boston, 24 years old, Tatum, 25 Brown. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of UrbanX.
So we started off the show, like, you know, talking about, like, Father's Day weekend and stuff like that. But there was, like, you know, depending on where you're at and depending on, like, your news, there was a lot of violence I saw throughout a lot of communities this weekend. In the Bronx, for sure. In Harlem,
for sure.
I think in D.C. was a shooting in D.C.,
everywhere around the country, it just was really...
It's a lot, man.
Really, really bad. Even in my neighborhood where we have our tournament, we never have shootouts. And I heard we had a shootout over there.
I heard it. I didn't realize, like, I knew what I heard, but it was just like...
When I tell you we never have shootouts over there.
That's why I didn't think...
Right, right. Because just like, the OG respect we get. But now that there's a new... See, we didn't deal with gangs. When we was running the tournament, we had young people, but everything is ganged up now. And if your OG tell you to go let that thing off or whatever the case may be, it's just a different... It's this different crowd now.
Man. I don't know if it's gangs.
No, or... it's gangs over there.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying if that's it, because I don't know if that's it. I would say it's more of just how social media works. How just kind of
it's a collective.
It's like I remember they were using that term clout for everything, like back in like 2016, 2017, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And they used it, and I felt like they used it the wrong way. But like they were using it for everything stupid you got that you just kind of got. Notice for right yeah. So now that's, you know, the music, like the drill raps and stuff like that, like uh-huh. you get points for actually doing what you're rapping about,
yeah,
and it's just like it seems to be like no kind of cause or rhyme or reason for why these things they just happen now,
and they're happening at such an abundant rate that I'm worried about today's youth, man. I really am. In Harlem, we had a young basketball star.
Yeah, Darius Lee.
Who
was killed at a video shoot.
At a video shoot in Harlem. You know what I mean? 9 people shot in Harlem. In D.C., a cop is shot. Mm. A bunch of other people shot. This is just like, this is way out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
The violence here is just way out of control. Part of it is PSYOP. You know, with the influx of firearms on the streets in conjunction with social media, clout, drill rap, gangs.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, too? Because it, I don't know, maybe because like I just kind of think long game. Mm-hmm. This like in New York City, just in New York, there's too many people around for you to do something, shoot somebody, and not get caught for it.
That
too
is
many
a fact.
People around, too many cameras around.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Even with the mask on, like they can kind of track you from when you put the mask on.
No,
after
true
you
story.
Left your house.
True
you know
story.
What I'm saying? They
true
can kind of like retrace all your steps. But like me again, I think the long game, like, you're gonna get caught. Like, why would you? Like, why do it?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have this.
Well, they don't even have nowhere to house you now.
Yeah. Oh, they're closing Rikers now.
They're closing Rikers, and the prisons are filled to the brim.
Yeah.
With so much bureaucracy, red tape, just so much stuff going on. This system is collapsing in on itself.
Yeah.
This whole system that's been set up this way is collapsing on itself, because at some point, where are you going to put these people?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put these people? And that's why the judges got to let them out.
Yeah.
And when they let them out, they go, I'm back on the grind doing what I normally do. So you just be careful out there. You know, I never want to promote fear, but your awareness of your surroundings.
Yeah, you got to think twice sometimes.
And you got to think about somebody inviting you to a cookout in the middle of the hood. You got to look at the percentages and say, no, I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
Because once alcohol becomes a factor, drugs.
Women
become a factor. There's so many elements that go into that gumbo that chances are, you know, I think I'm gonna stick with day parties. I'm 54 years
day
old. I
can't. Day parties are tough.
I'm just gonna go to day parties. I haven't heard anything bad about them yet.
Yeah, day parties are tough. I like
get
those.
In, get a couple of drinks, get yeah. out. You know what I mean? And roll that way, because first of all, I was around there on Saturday.
Yeah.
The tournament just started.
Yeah.
And shout out to Trent, one of our young understudies who used to play in our tournament all the time. He took it over now, and it's called Guns Against, you know, Buckets or something against guns, mm-hmm. or Shoot Hoops instead of Guns, something to that effect. And it was no parking, and it was so packed. It was standing room only. I just kept driving. I said, I don't even want to, you know, stop. So to each and every one, these young people, man, they need direction.
Yeah,
and,
you know. We were watching the news, and there was, this is like this group of like 4 dudes. They just going around robbing people.
Yeah, they getting out of their cars like and just robbing
and just
people
robbing you,
at
like,
gunpoint.
And getting back in their car.
For cell phones and cheap shit.
Like, this is like 07, like robbing you for your phone.
Yeah, for your phone. Like go rob a bank, homie. You know what I mean? Go risk it. Like, a cell, and they was chasing a bus driver. He, come on, man. The bus driver, he ain't got nothing on him but a phone and a few dollars. And it's been getting, you know, this is Gotham City.
Yeah,
this is Gotham City, bro.
They're kind of making the case for, you know, like why they need to repeal the Second Amendment. Because right now, I think there's like 7 cities right now who are going to beat at this moment like their entire homicide rate for like the entire last year. Something to that effect.
Including New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the homicide rate is going up tenfold, mostly because of the ghost guns, the agendas, because don't think there's not an agenda connected to this.
All of it.
Because if they really want to clean these streets up, they can clean these streets up to a certain degree, but you got to stop it at its source. I'm always telling people, catching a dude getting off the bus, that's cool, but you got to go to the source. You know what I'm saying? Down in where they could just buy guns freely and traffic them up and do something about that, man. So that was the only downside of the weekend that I kind of felt like, come on, man. A young basketball star, probably from Harlem.
I think he is from Harlem.
Yeah, he came home. You know, it's summertime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to hang a little bit and then you get shot. And now your parents have to bury you. And you had a promising career. Mm-hmm. The hood don't care, man. The hood does not care. And it's bad out here.
Yeah, and like there were reports like he only cared about basketball. Like that's all he was really into.
Right.
And you go out, it's summertime. It's crazy. It's sad, man.
No, it's very sad. And you know, what kind of world does Noble grow up into?
Right.
You know what I mean? He's 2 years old.
Yeah.
What kind of world... What level of violence will he have to endure, become sensitive to by the time he gets 10, 11, 12, 13? You do the best job you can as a dad, but you can't be with him all the time.
Yeah.
Some point you got to say, all right, young man, I'm rolling the marbles in my hand. I hope everything I've taught you is with you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a very sad situation.
People keep asking what's up with the glasses. I guess they late.
Oh, yeah. This is my Father's Day gifts. These are the Gazelles, the original hip-hop frames, classic 607s. You can look them up. They're not cheap. And this is the only thing I wanted for Father's Day. And my children got together, and they obliged.
Yeah.
And so I'm very happy about that. I will put the prescription in them this week, or at least go get my eyes checked. Because I definitely wear glasses.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
But I'm not going to wear them the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please, please.
Yeah, just wanted to show off.
You don't want people thinking you're brand new.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Show 300, you know what I mean? You know how we do, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ever since I got your $5, you know what I'm saying? It's extra out here, nigga, you know? You know, we busting down bottles. You know, I'm not gonna do all that. You know,
that was funny. So last show we were surprised to hear that there was a Drake album dropping at midnight.
Yes,
right. We were like, oh snap! It was honestly never mind. We're like, oh snap! Like this is gonna be hopefully crazy. I had really, really high hopes.
Yeah,
for this album, right? Went to sleep. I didn't stay up till midnight, but I woke up. Saw a lot of like Drake hate on the timeline. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, people don't like this album. What happened? Listen to it for myself. I said, oh, that's what happened.
This album was brilliant, Malcolm.
Okay, here's the thing. This is what happened. I think because of how Certified Lover Boy, like, because I don't think a lot of people like that off like release.
Right.
So people was like, okay, this is gonna be the true Drake album. Like, this is what he was supposed to drop. Like, this is why, you know, because the quick turnaround, this is what he's supposed to drop.
Right.
And then he dropped a dance album and for clubs and stuff like that. I think people were just taken aback by it and they just didn't expect it. And because of that, they hated it. However, this is the thing about Drake. Drake can drop an album that you do not like off rip.
Yeah.
But you come back to it and go, or you hit in a different setting. Because I think that's what this album is going to do.
Yes.
You're going to hear it at a party when you're drunk. You're high, and you just go, oh my God.
Well, here's the
thing. This is amazing.
I told people 5 years ago, maybe even longer, that world music was going to surpass hip hop. Mm-hmm. And that world music, that electronic sound music, when you go to them electronic DJ concerts, they are massive.
First, those DJs get paid millions.
Millions, right? So what's happening is Drake is ahead of the curve.
I don't like the album.
No.
It's not for Malcolm. It is not for me.
Neither do I. I want to be clear with that. But I'm trying to show you this is about business.
No, for sure.
Drake has no style. He's a chameleon.
Yeah.
He'll put out Jamaican music, London, drill music, London music.
Yeah.
He go wherever the flow goes, right? So he has no true definitive. He's just trying to put out music. But I told people the world music is going to surpass hip-hop because it ain't no violence as much in the world music. It can go for commercials. You can play it in stadiums, massive crowds. You can get high to it. That's a big component to that electronic sound. Acid and tripping out and lights. And what Drake is, because he kept giving you tidbits on every album.
Mm-hmm.
He throw one of them little dance songs in there. I like Coming Home. Just Hold On. Mm-hmm. I like stuff like that. Some of the other ones were okay, but I didn't want a whole.
And he
I
don't
didn't
have
17s.
He don't got the voice.
He don't
for
have
it.
The vocals
oh my
for
God,
any of that.
It was annoying.
So it becomes very annoying. However, he's getting out ahead of the curb so that when y'all meet there and get there, he is already there because now he wants to become an international star. He don't want to be a rap star. He want to be an international iconic figure. He's trying to become a billionaire. So I need you to look at it from that perspective, not the fact that it's trash. Because I listen to it. All the beats are tight for that era, but that's not my frequency that I'm on.
Yeah, Freddie actually, he has a theory that this album is an old album that he just did because he said, like, the fact that he didn't even promote it, he just kind of put it out and was just like, and then his statements after Drake's statements had real sassy statements to the people who didn't like it. He was like,
yeah,
if you don't get it,
like, you don't get it.
I'm already on to the next thing. So, like, that's his thing. His theory is like, this album is just like he's doing it for the world,
yes,
you know, exposure and things like that because people don't realize like Bad Bunny, the Spanish
group,
he outsells
all
the
of them.
World.
Remember
everybody.
What's this guy named? Pitbull did well.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida, and that's when I started paying attention to the type of music they was putting out. Wasn't hip hop. Lloyd Robinson said Too Short said recently, new music is not about a flow, it's about a vibe now. Appreciate the support.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta understand there's always sections and pockets. He's already established himself as an iconic artist. He can take a chance and it becomes a tidbit. If it don't really work, he can always go back to what Drake does. And Drake's albums, you just put them there for the ladies. You put them on and you're sitting around and it's background music.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, really cool background music. Because he don't talk a lot about selling drugs or killing people.
He doesn't talk at all.
That's not his vibe. Yeah. So it, at least you can say, all right, cool. I told y'all. Now, side note, Beyonce got a new album coming out.
Yeah, she has a song dropping tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's called Renaissance. And it's dropping on July 29th, which is actually 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's when the Moors ran up into Spain and started that Renaissance.
I saw a picture of her in all black and on a red horse. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Creepy.
Okay, yeah.
Looks creepy.
It's probably meant to be a little creepy.
Yeah, and like, I think Coriel sent it to me. It was like symbolism, like somebody broke down the symbolism within that picture. Like four horsemen on the horse, like, and then the last one was a red horse.
Oh, yeah. from biblical, from the Bible,
yes.
Okay, and then like I said, understanding that date is significant, 7-11.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying, 7-11-22. So you got your 11 and your 22, that still equals 33. So this whole thing is going to, and it's a double album, and it's called Renaissance, so it's going to be speaking about our emergence into Rome to teach them how to...
I heard it's a dance album as well.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it is. So you'll have that going on. Mm-hmm. And if it's a dance album, mm-hmm. isn't she on Drake's album, I think? I think she's on one song on Drake's
album. Is she? I didn't know.
I don't quote me, because I only listened to about 12 of the joints, and I said, I can't take this shit. And I was sitting
like, the first six songs sound like one song. Like,
I
thought I was bugging out.
Somebody said, Stevie Wonder's in the middle. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out and watching the show.
we need your $5. Just send the $5 to the account. You only have 5 more shows to go, huh?
Y'all think Stevie can't see, right? That nigga can see clear. That nigga can see clearly. Throw a mic at that nigga. Nigga, bam! Stop performing this shit. How the fuck did he do that? That's what Paul McCartney said.
Yeah.
He said he walked past that nigga and just threw a mic at that nigga and that nigga caught that shit. Boom. Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, but come on. If your hustle is, your gift is, you're blind.
Yeah.
You can't give that up.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Now you can see.
Yeah.
Your songs is going to sound different.
Somebody said Rafael Sadiq is producing Beyonce's album. Oh.
I like Rafael Sadiq.
I do too.
I like Rafael Sadiq a lot. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes with Beyonce.
Yeah.
She is another mega star. And if she's moving in that direction,
you know,
for some dance music.
It's so crazy because it feels like, like you said, world music is going to surpass hip hop, but so much, it feels like so much effort now is being put into like making it into that arena, and then it's just being abandoned. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think Clark Atlanta University is doing like a juniors like music, a hip hop executive program. And I'm just like, yeah, that's not even gonna,
yeah,
it's gonna be like an obsolete thing.
And
now.
And it's funny because, you know, lately I've been getting the urge to do music, and all of my contemporaries think I'm talking about hip hop music. I'm not. It's just, I just got a vibe. I don't want to go backwards. And that's no disrespect to the boom bap dudes. And you know what I'm saying? Because music is a time traveling device. It has to break new ground at some point or you get stuck within a certain era. I don't care what nobody tell you. So if I come out with a boom bap joint and the whole thing, it's sort of like that music has run its course. Music is a part of the art. All of the art is supposed to be breakthroughs for us to open up and shattering new paradigms. And I'm not sure dance music is it, but it has to reinvent itself and just sound good. So now, sort of like what the Too Short message was, if it sound good, it just sound good. Because let me tell you, I was listening to one of them on State Show Me Boobies.
Amigos.
They got a new joint out.
Yeah.
This is the motherfucking heat rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
But just the vibe of it. Ty Digger got some shit out that's just like, and I'm like, it's a vibe more so than it is hardcore lyrics and proving I'm the best. And don't get me wrong, boom bap has its place. But there has to be people who forge this thing forward collectively for the consciousness of the people. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So Beyonce and Drake.
Okay.
Coming up soon.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I think we spoke last episode about the new Buzz Lightyear movie. It's a Pixar movie. It's a movie based on a toy based on the Toy Story movie. It's a weird web. But
yeah.
The movie came out. It was banned in 14 different countries due to a gay kiss between one of the two characters. Like a lesbian kiss or something to that effect. And 14 countries banned it and wound up flopping at the box office.
Wow.
And I've been talking about this for the past few weeks now. It feels like the market is like wants to go back because like a lot of people are just tired of like just agendas kind of being pushed onto them and things like that. And remember, we saw the Disney the meeting where she said like I'm trying to make it as gay as possible.
Yes.
I'm trying to put gay messages everywhere and this stuff. So
I have a new term I'm creating. I'm not homophobic. I'm promophobic. Don't promote that shit. So I'm not homophobic. I'm promophobic.
I like that.
Like, you know, do you, but when it's promoted for other agendas, I'm just not with it. I might put that on a t-shirt. You know, I never really know. And then my family will be like, you can't sell that D because that's just crazy.
It's too confusing. Like, you had to explain it just now. And then if somebody wasn't watching the show and listening, they won't get it.
I'm ahead of my time with my shit. That's all. Yeah. But in any event, People are, you know, I want to enjoy my movie.
People tired of it.
And if it's, if it has, if it's not relevant to the story. Now, if it's Brokeback Mountain, that's relevant to the story. These niggas go up in the mountains or whatever, and they get lonely, and, you know, he touch him.
Still touchy.
And now that touch has a different meaning to it. And now these niggas rolling around on a mountain, you know, doing each other. Okay, that's relevant to the story. But when I, if you go to the theater and buy a ticket, you know, okay, you read the synopsis.
And you know what's right. What it feels like with a lot of shows, movies, everything now, it feels like a part of the promotion is showing how acceptable something is. Like, oh, we got two guys kissing in our movie.
Yeah.
And what that's doing is I don't understand how these people get paid. Yeah. I don't understand how these people get paid. Because what you're doing is you're trying to placate to a small audience and you're pissing off the larger audience,
or
you think that's gonna make you money.
Or maybe the audience is larger than you think.
No, it's not. It's clearly not.
They got a whole month, bro.
It flopped.
They got a whole month.
Okay, it flopped. Now what?
Black History, we got a month too.
Wow. All of the movies that they tried to, like the Captain Marvel, all the women's shows and movies, flopped.
But you know why? Because they're not flopping in America.
No,
they're flopping in places. Hear me out. Where they are traditionally about man, woman, and child.
No, they're flopping in America too.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because people don't care. They just want to see a good story. They go to the movies to be entertained.
Right, right. No, that's what I just said. If it's not relevant to the story,
why do you think NFL fans hate protests? I just want to be entertained.
Yeah, I'm just here for football.
I'm just here to watch the game. I don't care about none of that shit
you're doing, police brutality and all that shit, kneeling. I just want to see my game.
That's it.
No, makes sense. I'm not gonna argue any of that.
Oh, speaking of, the National Swimming Board thing, they just banned transgender swimmers from partaking in female sports. I like it. So Leah Thomas, if you remember, we talked about that. She was the transgender swimmer from UPenn. Won all these medals, broke all these records by like 38 seconds and stuff like that.
Yeah, she was ranked 643 in the country as a man.
Yeah, and then transitioned.
And transitioned and then broke all of them records.
Yeah.
And for y'all who want to fight and say that that's wrong, that he's, you shooting yourself in the foot. You literally are. If you're going to defend that craziness, you're shooting yourself in the foot because what's next?
Yeah.
Until a burly dude going to go to the NBA with, you know, male features and everything, but say he feel like a woman and be dropping 60 a game. And all of the WNBA records, Sue Bird and all that shit, is going to go down the drain. Shit, if they pay me $300, I'll suit up.
They actually, the board actually introduced like having like an open category, meaning men and women. So like transgender.
So if you choose to get in that category,
exactly,
it's a mixed category.
Exactly.
So men here, women here, everything else here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think that's fair because if you get into the everything category, everything, anything, and everything goes.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough. You know, fair enough. I have no problems with that.
Yeah.
So are they gonna rescind its medals?
I would assume so. I mean, that's only fair. You know, and one of the women's soccer players, the one with the pink hair, like she's like the famous one. She said something about like, you know, she's against what they're doing with her, with not letting her swim. And if you're against that, you're disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm just like, but you say that until Rafael Nadal comes out
and says, I feel like a woman and come and take your fucking sport over.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
it
doesn't, like, you...
And you can't say...
You lose so much ground on your own argument.
He's lying. How you gonna tell that man how he feels?
All right. Apparently, I saw a clip from that documentary, What is a Woman? One of Leah Thomas's teammates said that the coaches from UPenn, the athletic director, president, all came down and said, Leah swimming is a non-negotiable. She has to swim. But we're gonna have therapy and stuff like that, mental health, for you to get over that, we're gonna swim.
Oh shit!
And if you say something else about it, you're transphobic. All that stuff's crazy.
Oh yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy shit.
Yeah, I have to. I really have to watch that. I just be seeing clips, but I gotta check that out. But we'll take a quick commercial break.
Yeah, we'll go to a quick commercial break,
and then we shall return.
We shall. return.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Now on to some ratchetness. Monique actually apologized to D.L. Hughley publicly.
Well, that's that ratchetness. That's a good idea.
That's a good thing, but I'm talking about the, you know,
the concept of it all.
The inception was ratchet. Like, that whole situation was bad.
Yeah.
But she wound up apologizing, and I thought that was the right move.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if she did that. It's in conjunction with her Netflix settlement. Maybe. You know, that these things could be connected.
Maybe.
Like a part of her cleaning this whole thing up now. But it is the right thing to do. And we, listen, when we wrong, don't be wrong and strong. My mother used to say that a lot. Don't be wrong and strong. You're wrong, and now you're going to double down on the wrongness?
Yeah.
No, just realize that I may have been out of pocket for some things. That man's got a family, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things of that nature. And I know it's... You have to defend yourself, and she felt that. But the fact that she apologized is big. I think it's big.
Yeah, I didn't think about the whole Netflix connection, but that's interesting.
No, it could be, you know, because it seemed to happen around the same time.
Yeah.
Netflix settled, and then, you know, she got on and cleaned it up with D.L. Hughley.
What'd you think about the Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith back and forth?
I thought that was interesting because I watched Stephen A. Smith on that podcast basically say he made
First Take.
Like, you know, sort of like a Draymond Green, Kevin Durant thing.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless saw him in the parking lot and said, "I need you." And, you know, ever since I came on, the show has been number one ever since. And it insinuated that he was the one who sort of made the show. Now, neither here or there. Skip Bayless went on his podcast and was like, "That's not true. Like, our numbers was crazy already, and you know, you added a certain element to the show." So they kind of going back and forth, and then Stephen A. Smith came out and said, "I owe this man everything." So he fell back and tried to apologize for this and that. And this is just ego tug of war. Fox and ESPN, two big heads going at it, and you know, and both of them need to be take it out to a gun range and blindfold. Just gonna keep it a beam with you. I know we just came on some real positive shit, but both of them need to be marched out there in blindfolds.
Where did that come from?
And somebody needs to fire one of these things. Just, that's just my opinion. You know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's crazy? But Simon, could you mention Draymond? It's funny because, so Golden State won, right? And it feels like they are trying to just completely erase KD from the entire equation. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't one of the reasons. He wasn't the deep reason.
It was the only reason that you even considered a dynasty. How you gonna go 73-9 and LeBron kick y'all ass? And I know people say, well, Draymond wasn't there for game 5, which is funny because people act like he wasn't there for game 7.
Yeah.
I could see if Draymond wasn't there for a game 7. He still had game 6. End game 7
to rectify, to win it.
He did not.
Yeah.
LeBron and Kyrie, who they don't want to see back together again, kicked their ass. So Draymond got into the parking lot and stacked the team.
Yeah.
But they needed, it was like peanut butter and jelly. He needed to beat LeBron. They needed to beat LeBron because from that point on, they were never going to beat LeBron again.
Yeah.
He had figured out the scheme on how to beat them. He should have won in 15, right?
Yeah.
So now you're going to win one without him after purposely tanking.
Yeah.
See, people don't talk about that. Golden State, when Steph broke his hand, they purposely tanked the next year or two and got these draft picks and these young players in. And then when this gang got back together, them light-skinned niggas are front runners.
Yeah.
Then they started talking all that shit. And if Memphis had Ja Morant there healthy, I think they beat him. Just my opinion. But I always teach Eli, you got to be good, healthy, and lucky to win a title. Mm. All of them things got to be synchronized. So they win now, but now they're trying to erase.
Yeah, like,
come on now.
And when they talk about the dynasty, there is KD.
No
is
pictures
no,
of them.
KD is nowhere in the
which is actually disgusting.
Yeah, I just always see that stuff, and I think of just media as a whole and how media paints narratives and how this narrative is going to go till the next season. And
it is.
Do it all over again.
It is. And Side note, me, Eli, and Freddie are back tomorrow.
Oh, nice, nice.
Back on the podcast. So we will go in depth.
Nice.
And then Eli will have his chest all poked out and he's, you know, this and that. I got to deal with it. Yeah, I got to deal with it. You know, it is what it is.
There you do.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Do we have to go to commercial? Oh, real quick, before we go to commercial, because we do have to go back to commercial, but before we go to commercial, apparently the Chinese said that one of their high power telescopes, they made alien contact, or they saw something that suggested alien contact. Now, that happened, then they deleted that post, they deleted that research, and then a whole bunch of other scientists have come out and say it's impossible that they did that. I think they probably did.
Dude, this is old news. We have been in contact with interstellar beings for a very long time, right? Now they're just trying to prepare you for what's the inevitable. Mm. You know what I mean? So know and understand your government has been receiving technology from those from the Orion belt, you know, helping, giving us, feeding us technology, showing us how to use fear as a food source, all of that stuff. Do not think anything otherwise. There's underground bases everywhere throughout the United States, including inner city beings that dwell and come up. This whole thing is the truth is stranger than fiction. I need y'all to understand you are not alone. You've never been alone. Mm. All right? We are a grain of sand in the grand cosmos of things. So Russia in particular has been on it for a while.
Yeah.
And I think Putin knows some things because he keep trying to hint around to some things.
I'm sure he does.
This whole thing is going to implode in a minute. If you think this universe is just you with all these billions and billions of galaxies and planets, you bugging.
And with that being said, now we'll go to commercial break.
Now we'll go to commercial break.
And we are back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we are back.
Yeah.
In the mix. Like I said, Eli and Freddie will be back.
Tomorrow.
We have made an executive decision. I will be falling back for their next season.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
You know what I'm saying? And give them the space they need.
It's beyond time.
It's beyond time. Freddie just got his driver's license.
It's a season late.
It's a season late, but you know.
Yeah.
Want to make sure that they're good. So they're going to be doing the heavy lifting on their own. Thank you for everybody continuing to support these businesses.
Yes.
And take advantage of everything here because we're going to take a small step back with the advertisement. After show 300, until we build back up a formidable audience, because we build it from scratch and people think we're crazy. We're not crazy. We got to go for it. We have to because it's either stay here and let YouTube do whatever they want to us and we are at their mercy, or we take a leap of faith and we go out and we ask people to come and support us so we can really put on some dynamic content for you. You know what I'm saying? With no strings attached, no bars attached.
Yes.
You heard?
You are tuned into the sounds.
Okay,
of
they
Urban
said
X.
She apologized to DL's family, not DL. Well, that's fair enough.
That's still fair.
That's fair enough, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I was in Tampa over the weekend and I got the Hard Roll Championship. Hand Roll cigar with me.
For Eli.
Oh, nice. Yeah, geez. Thanks, Lord knows. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, rub that in.
Yeah. So I was going to say something. Oh, so right now people are outraged because the U.S. Navy is rolling out new training for pronouns, to teach about pronouns and things
wait,
like
wait,
that.
Wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
The Navy?
U.S. Navy. Our
what
Navy.
The, what the hell
ones
does it?
Patrolling our borders and making sure we're not getting invaded.
Am I missing something here? So the Navy is concerned about the vocabulary.
Pronouns, yes.
Being used.
Yes.
Okay, this is a wacky world that we live in.
I'm not going to lie. We look bad. Like, we just
this
look,
is terrible.
We look like a clown show right now.
Okay, but give me the backstory of this.
I don't know the backstory. I just saw videos of them teaching about, you know, creating a safe space for pronouns and stuff like that. And, yeah.
The Navy?
The U.S. Navy. And the Army, well, West Point, rather, the Academy, West Point Academy, they are teaching about critical race theory.
Again, that's illegal.
Well, in certain places, not...
Yeah, I'm just saying, they're trying to make it where you can have a holiday. How do you feel about the Juneteenth holiday?
The Juneteenth holiday, I understand it. I appreciate it, but it feels like it's being commercialized. Like, they're using it as black, like Kwanzaa in June. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I feel like all the meaning is kind of taken out. A lot of people don't understand, like, what the holiday is even for. And
well, I'm not gonna lie, I've celebrated Rosh Hashanah as a kid, all kind of
well, you celebrate Jewish holidays. You got school.
That's my point. I was off. So I didn't really give a shit. What? No disrespect. I just knew I was off. So you may have people, especially white people, who get off and go, look, I really don't give a shit about your cause, but I'm off. Is that an admission that we were slaves?
Yeah, it is.
And that all of us were slaves, and now, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. See, you, that was another, you just asked a two-part question.
Okay, well, I'm just
saying. It's an admission of slavery, but without formally admitting it.
Okay, okay.
Right? Like,
so does that negate our ability to say that we were indigenous to the land, is what I'm asking.
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying? See how tricky that get?
Maybe.
So they get you all to celebrate Juneteenth, and I'm speaking cosmically now. From an agreement standpoint, a collective agreement standpoint, if you accept this, then are you accepting that this is not your landmass and you're not privy to this land?
Maybe.
And you are a foreigner.
Because what I've been seeing, right? I've been seeing, and I hate to even go back to this. I hate it because the people in the chat don't know how to act. But I've been seeing a lot of people hop on the reparations talk as a result of Juneteenth, right?
Okay, okay.
Black people have built this country. They deserve what they're owed and things like that. But when it comes to holidays and when it comes to even the reparations talk, it feels like that's going to be a continuous, we got to talk about it. We got to study. We need more studies on it. We got to talk about it. It's just a cycle that just keeps going. And every Juneteenth, it'll come up. Every, you know, Black history.
So that'll be the Pass-Go collect $200.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Every year from now on.
And then what that'll be, also, it'll just be the next black politician's talking point.
Okay, now somebody just said, now they have to pay us reparations because if they admit that this took place. I don't think they were not admitting before that took place.
They actually didn't admit, like formally admit. You
know that slavery took place?
I don't think so.
So how do they think this shit happened?
No, it can be just open secret. Like, you know, this happened, but we're not formally taking responsibility for it.
Okay, so the holiday says we're taking responsibility, and some people
feel... No, the holiday says it happened.
Right.
That's
right.
I didn't say nothing about me taking responsibility.
Okay, it happened under your watch.
Right.
So you have to take some form of responsibility. I'm trying to play devil's advocate in a sense.
No,
is this moving closer to reparations, or is it just another distraction to satisfy Negroes to feel that now they can let their guard down? We have our own 4th of July to celebrate.
I think it's that.
Nigger Day. And you know, and nothing else comes from it.
I think it's that.
You know, because it's a real sticky situation.
Yeah, I think it's that.
When you start talking about people who say, wait a minute, we were indigenous to this land. Doesn't mean, when I say indigenous, don't mean you're not owed reparations because you still murdered the people here. But where does that play into it? There's something deep conversation.
Yeah, that was a great question, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
And so, you know.
But You know what's crazy? Because like what I've seen the government do and the media do, like just America, like you can acknowledge one thing happening, but don't acknowledge the larger picture, right?
Right, yes.
Just like with the Ghislaine Maxwell case, like you acknowledge she had a billionaire pedophile ring, she was controlling, she was procuring girls for these, she was controlling everything. You acknowledge that, but you don't acknowledge the billionaires that were on her list.
Right.
Like, that don't happen.
Right, wait, we ain't gonna take it that far.
Yeah, exactly.
So we know she committed a crime, but we ain't gonna tell you
who.
We
have damning evidence against her.
But we ain't gonna tell you who it was.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying? Like, yes. So it's It's like my man Clint, he said with coding, it's a real, like, you have to be very literal with coding.
Gotcha.
If this happens, then this happens. If this happens, then
that happened. Right, right. There's no gray area.
There's no gray area. The government, and with these laws and with these cases, they skip over that. They just, this happened, then, you know, she's in trouble. But what about the stuff in the middle?
Right. What about the connecting pieces?
The connecting tissue here. Yes. Like, they never acknowledge that.
No, real talk. Real talk.
Interesting stuff.
Interesting stuff, guys. Just wanted to, and now that they're saying the flag is red, white, and blue for Juneteenth. I'm hearing.
Yeah. So, first off, when I saw, even this graphic right here is just like, that had nothing to do with Marcus Garvey.
Right. Yeah, true. True that too.
Right. The red, black, and green, that had nothing to do with Marcus Garvey.
That is true.
When I was seeing that, I was like, okay, this don't look right. It seems like people were lazy in their graphic and just how they were creating graphics and
just kind of just use these colors that they're synonymous with.
Right.
To talk
because
about.
Because then then the whole Juneteenth stuff, like once, like red, black, red, white, and blue, then it gets into the American, it gets into a lot.
Well, you know, we had 9 presidents before George.
It gets into a lot.
Washington, you know, John Hanson and a whole bunch of other presidents that came before. And it gets deep. So the story really, listen, the truth is stranger than fiction. Mm. And what's buried, what we're actually sitting on top of will amaze you. And when this stuff starts be getting excavated up in different empires and cities, and it goes on, and how can a people, we have no birth record? You're damn right we've been here. Right? This ain't nothing but North Africa. Among other things, you know, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to piss off some people and all that shit. But did y'all see the CNN coverage of Juneteenth?
No, I did not. You know, real quick, they actually have. Oh, get your questions ready, by the way, guys. They actually have. This has nothing to do with Juneteenth or anything, but they actually have footage from inside the school from the school shooting in Uvalde and stuff like that. Apparently. There were cops in the hallway, in the school hallway, but didn't go in the classroom for like 50 minutes.
Oh, boy.
With big machine guns and everything, but didn't go in the classroom for like 50 minutes. And they're trying, there's more like body cam footage that they don't want getting out because they said it would be like damning and it would cause emotional distress and stuff like that. So I think it just kind of lends to the whole thing that this might have been an intro.
Listen, man, ritual work.
Yeah, like it's,
on this plane is very important, man. Bloodshed is important, man. And you know, a lot of people are involved with it. You know what I mean? On multiple levels, man. We'll talk about it on show 301.
We will. Dwayne Williams, we did talk about the gold found in Uganda.
Yes, we did.
We did talk about that.
Absolutely.
I signed up for the gym, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Get your fat ass in there.
Yeah, I've been doing home workouts.
Get your fat ass in the gym.
I've been doing home workouts the last 2 years, and it's not it no more, man. I got to get back into the real deal now. You know what I'm saying? So,
what's your goals?
I don't really have any goals.
Now you screwed up. You got to have goals.
No, I mean, like, I don't, because I'm not overweight. Like, I'm.
You're a fat ass.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
To anorexic, you're a fat ass.
Yeah, I don't really. I just want to get, you know, I just want to feel better.
Okay.
More energy.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, more energy.
Right? We spoke about that. There is no.
I got to get out the house again.
Separation.
You know, just see stuff, yeah.
From mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
So you work out, you got to get your meditation, get your physical workout in, you know, get your mind right. And yes, it's all dope stuff. Let's take some questions.
Yeah, Stallion. Yeah. I had to get back. Because, you know, the home workouts is cool, but then, like, your bed is right there.
No.
The kitchen right there. Like,
you need a certain level of discipline.
The TV's there.
Like for instance, dudes in prison or them dudes would be in the park.
Yeah.
They just committed to that.
Yeah.
My attention span is too short. Wifey will walk by and shit.
You know what I mean? You got to just get back into it.
And now it's on and popping. I'm like, hey, what you doing? Oh, yeah, really?
Malcolm, you heard about NATO trying to put nukes into Poland. I wouldn't be surprised. I keep hearing about all of Putin's generals and colonels getting killed and plane crashes and stuff like that. I don't know.
I heard sheep have passed away now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard it's not more than cows. And allegedly, they think it has something to do with the water And this has become a long web we weave about pharmaceuticals, about taking over farmers not to grow food, to kill cattle.
I heard BlackRock and Vanguard.
BlackRock and seed control. And before you know it, and see why nobody is saying anything, you're going to blink and it's going to all be over. You ain't going to get no seeds nowhere. There's going to be no farms nowhere. And you really going to be in a shortage. And it happened right in your face.
Yeah.
Right in your face. So we got to do something, man. It's a lot going on in this country. It is a war going on in this country. You know what I mean? Between those who are of an evil, you know, vibration and those who are trying to vibrate on love. And we're fighting an uphill battle.
Yes.
Side note, I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once.
You did? How was it?
Dope.
Oh, what'd you say? You went to movie theater?
My wife just paid $19. Sat in the crib and shit.
I gotta watch that. It was really good.
Really good. It had a Matrix feel to it.
Okay.
It had a Doctor Strange feel to it, dealing with you existed in multiple universes, and all of hers were, without giving away, sort of collapsing on itself.
Oh, wow.
It's a love story. It's comical as shit. It's funny. Very different aspects.
It's the same girl from Crouching Tiger? Chinese woman?
I don't know. Because they all look the same.
That is racist. Not racist. And I know the implications of racism. I was just joking.
Well, you got to apologize?
Yeah, you know how people... black people can't be racist and... Shit,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You was getting out ahead of that one. We can't be racist. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You guys exhaust me sometimes, guys.
Yeah, they do. But I thought it was a real good movie. Like I said, funny.
I'm gonna check it out.
Entertaining, a love story, or all of that. It went all the way back to first density of you just being a rock and how you evolve. It was real deep.
I'm gonna check it.
But very. As a matter of fact, do you have our Prime account? You might just be able to.
I don't have it. Prime.
We saw it on Google Play.
I don't have it.
Okay.
All right. I was about to say,
any questions in there? We killed the pandemic. We did. We killed that. We can kill it all if we stay vigilant.
Yes.
And what it is that we're doing. But we have to be aware.
No, because I told you, I have a theory that...
Giovanni Johnson, thank you very much.
Yes, because I have a theory that they pushed too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was such a violent change that they were trying to force, and I don't think the people just kind of took to it.
Can you explain how Marcus Garvey is not associated? Because he didn't have an actual flag. Now, he spoke of these colors, Marcus Garvey, but he didn't have a actual flag.
He did?
Was his flag red, black, and green?
I thought he created it. That's not Pan-African, right?
Wait a minute. You just said those colors don't associate with...
Juneteenth.
Oh, Juneteenth. I thought you did. You might have messed up. You might have had a misnomer.
Oh, okay.
And said it wasn't connected to Marcus Garvey. Those are the markets.
No, Juneteenth, because they had Juneteenth on the red, black, and green.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I was like, that don't make, that's not.
Yeah, he screwed up, guys. Yeah. Because I could have swore he said the same thing. What's the name of the movie that it's called? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It's $19 to own it. It's a real good, dope movie. Starts out a little slow, but then it picks up, and you just gotta kind of stay in tune with it.
Oh, my bad. I said Marcus Garvey. My fault.
Yeah.
Well, Juneteenth is not.
No, don't worry about it. Don't try to clean it up now. You're only gonna make it worse.
Okay, my fault.
Yeah. A misnomer, guys. We kind of,
All right.
And we know he said the red is for the blood, land, people, and this and that. And he was Jamaican.
Yes, but he was Pan-African.
Yeah, but he said I'm not trading a country for what was this famous something like he ain't giving up Africa for all that other shit. Anyway, Carl had a French flag. Juneteenth is not.
You cry at movies that yes he does.
I cried in this movie. I did.
He's a god baby.
I did. No, love flows through my heart, young man. Yeah, I love humanity and stories about humanity. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I shed a tear or two. I did.
All good, Mark. Yeah, my fault. Okay.
Yeah. The war going on outside. No one is safe. Yes. As a matter of fact, today makes 5 years that Prodigy died.
Really?
Wow. Yes, today makes 5 years. Yep.
What other questions, guys? What other questions?
Black Dot, know if the mystic arts like Doctor Strange is technology from non-Earth beings given to humans? Oh, do you know if all of it is given to us by our higher selves? But in order to receive those transmissions, it's a very narrow band in which we have to open ourselves up to receive information from. We exist here in fourth density, fifth density, sixth density, and your sixth density self can contact you via meditation, but you got to be on that frequency and contemplate life, and these things come to you, and then you take them and then you apply them to your everyday life. That's the way that shit works.
We heard about Uganda. They're about to get some freedom and democracy real soon from America.
Yep. Yep. They're about to get a dose of democracy.
They're about to get freed from their evil dictator.
From their evil dictator. You better believe it. America can run up in there and civilize them boys and walk out with all that gold. You better believe it.
Yeah, Vince McMahon stepping down from WWE because he was whaling. But he got his daughter running it, so he's probably going to be running it by proxy.
Oh, yeah, he's going to definitely be running it by proxy, absolutely. They're not going to let an empire of that magnitude fall by the wayside.
That's a good question. Is there anything in this world that could happen or has happened that really blew your mind? Seeing things from new lenses, nothing really surprises me anymore. Like, what blew your mind?
9/11. Mm. 9/11 blew my mind only in the sense that I didn't think that would happen on American soil in real time.
Yeah.
So that kind of shook me a little bit. Like, this thing is getting close. Mm. You know, usually we create these and commit these acts on foreign lands and keep it away from home. So that kind of blew my mind. But nothing really, I'm not surprised. If I told you, if aliens show up and this and that, I will not be surprised. All depending on what kind of show they put on. Now, if they put on a grand show, that shit is impressive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm waiting for the mothership. I'm out. I got my ticket punched. I am out of here.
I don't know who Rod Hayes is, man. Like,
Rod Hayes. Yeah. He be on Rich's show.
Nah, the brother. I do know him. You sent me a
video. Yeah, the brother goes in. The brother goes in.
You definitely sent me a video.
Nah, the brother is super enlightening.
Yeah.
Whenever he's teaching, I'm listening.
What did you think about people getting at Jay-Z for the Bitcoin Academy?
I get it to a certain degree, but I'm like, we, it's hard to make us happy, man. Because listen, if the man is $1 billion, does not mean he has $1 billion in his pocket. And $1 billion, you know how quick that can run through Marcy Projects? It's not as much money as you think it is. So when we start thinking about the help that people need, for whatever reason, he sat down with his people and they said, let's teach Bitcoin. And to a few people who want to get out ahead of a financial curve that may come back around to Bitcoin and become a big thing. It's easy to start basketball tournaments and, you know, you can only feed so many people. So I don't know. I don't want to defend Jay-Z, but I have to in a sense that something is better than nothing. Like, anything you do is going to be criticized. You damn if you do, and you damn if you don't. Because if he came in and put up fresh basketball courts, this nigga is putting up ball courts.
We need financial literacy.
Then he come with the Bitcoin, and you have to live. You have to be a resident of that neighborhood. Yeah. We don't need that. We need sneakers. And, you know, so it's an ongoing thing. And that's the sickness of our people across the board. I can throw a random name out here, and we are programmed to tell you everything wrong with that person. And until we overcome that, that's a sickness we have amongst ourselves. We're always going to find ourselves in this situation where nobody can help us.
Yeah.
And then you sitting around going, you think I got $1 billion in assets and stuff. I don't have $1 billion. And what am I supposed to do? Just turn around and give that billion to 85% of the people who won't even give a shit? You know how many people don't give a shit who will take your money and still call you a piece of shit?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. How many times these dudes really want to come back to their neighborhood and teach or provide, and they can't?
Yeah.
Only a selective few can. You know what I mean? Because dudes are gunning for you. The wolves will be out for no other reason, and they'll make an excuse. Well, he ain't do nothing for the hood.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's the only battery they need, and it's on and popping. So I'm so fed up with most of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, because if I'm in a position to do a little bit of help, I think it's better than no help at all. Mm. God damn. And let's not throw the Illuminati shit in there, because then the conversation goes off into another spiel, and he's doing this and sacrificing babies and eating blood and, you know, spirit cooking. And so, you know, I get drained by the conversation because I don't know who amongst us is ever good enough to help us with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I saw
mentioning a random name.
Will Smith.
Oh, shit, we can go on an hour about this thing, right?
Yeah.
Anybody you mention, Barack Obama, So it just goes on, and we just, you know, I think that's our self-hate in a lot of senses, but...
Somebody asked if we've ever seen a UFO. I think I've seen a UFO when my freshman year in college.
I've seen two.
I was in Alfred University, and I saw something move in the air. It was nighttime. Bright light, and the way it moved, it wasn't like normal, how it moved. And then I saw it by myself. Not gonna lie, I was high.
Okay, that might have something to do with it.
I saw it by myself, but I was with people that wasn't, and they all saw it too.
Okay, all right.
So, and I looked back at them like, you know how you...
Yeah.
I see that right now. And they all saw it, and none of us could explain it. So, I think
I saw a helicopter stop. And I said, why the fuck is he stopping? And let a UFO go by. And then kept moving.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then I saw two helicopters escorting what looked like a spaceship. Some kind of craft. Mm. You know what I mean? So those are the two instances I saw, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
And when my grandmother used to do the spirit cooking and the works and all that, I saw the earth open up in the sky and angels looking down upon me with lanterns and lights. But that's a whole nother story. It's a whole nother experience. I've seen demons come out the floor. I told you about that. And my grandmother would put out fruit and vegetables for them. And at night, I was the only one who saw them, me and her. It would come out, these little wildebeests on two legs, eat the fruit and go back into the ground. Among other things.
Oh my God.
Those are the things I suppressed as a child because I wouldn't be here now. They probably had me in a psych ward or something.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Hemmett released me. It all made sense.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
So with that being said, guys.
We'll be back with an after show.
Yes. We'll be back with an after show. Give us like 20 minutes. We'll be back. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tomorrow is the summer solstice.
Tomorrow is the summer solstice. So you already know what it is. That's going to pop off. And the way this summer's coming in, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Hold on tight.
So with that being said, we love you guys. Don't forget, we'll see you guys next on Thursday. And remember, we'll see you guys in the after show in a little bit.
Yep.
Peace.